TR Pod episode 10.
So I hope you all had a good holiday, a good Christmas break, or whatever religion it is that you
happy holidays.
Celebrate. Hey, happy holidays.
We've got it in Sheffield, haven't we? Oh no, we've just got happy Christmas.
And then happy
Hanukkah. Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
I hope we don't have any people like, you know.
No.
Get, yeah. God, it's hot in here. So, how are you all doing?
Not bad.
That's it. Dave, my main Dave. My main man Dave, even. And Josh Uawa.
Good morning.
Josh Uawa.
Wah, wah, wah.
And me, hello, Sam. Hello, hello. So we're all okay, except for this blistering heat.
I know. Inside, not outside.
I feel like my face is about to fall off. I can't believe it's only Tuesday as well. This first week back is about to kill me.
You got any exams?
You had one this morning.
I have a drama this morning.
Oh, tedious.
How'd it go?
Do you have to do a play then?
Alright.
No,
like a written exam.
Wow, it's way too hot to be doing this.
I've got an album to review.
Have you?
I have.
Well, we'll go straight ahead.
Well, I was
then.
Listening last night to System of a Down. I know it's a bit late.
Fantastic.
Hypnotise.
Alright.
They released 2 albums last year.
Yeah.
Mesmerise and Hypnotise. And I like both of them, but I listened to Hypnotise last night.
Has it got Violent Pornography on it, that one?
No, it's Mesmerise.
That's a great album.
That is a good album. But on the original, there's, Mesmerise, there's Soldier's Side, isn't it? As an intro, it's all acoustic.
Really? Yeah.
It's like a really rocky one, Hypnotise. Really good. So just buy it just for that.
Okay, cool. What would you give it?
I think I'd give it a machine out of the System of a Down.
Nicely. So I've been listening to Protocol.
Mm. Tell me about it. Yesterday, saying they were good.
What?
You saying yesterday they were good?
Oh, fantastic. I really like it, actually. I could put a bit of
what genre?
It says jazz on iTunes. Comes up with jazz. It doesn't sound jazzy at all.
You get like taped down, it says rock.
Yeah. You like Take That, though.
Take That are awesome.
But they're not rock.
No, they're not.
You will
rock.
Be cast out.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate it. Have you got an album to review?
Under Oath.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's flipping awesome.
Who are Under Oath then? Give us a bit of background.
Under Oath are like screamy God botherers. Like probably believe in God and all that malarkey. But they're really good.
Cool. God botherers.
Yeah. Here's a band for you. They're a band called Phantom Blue.
Right.
And they're just made out of girls, it's not like Girls Aloud. They all play their own instruments.
It's pretty cool.
I'm really, really fast and good at them. I thought it was a bunch of lads and like a lad trying to sing like a girl.
But it's not.
It's not. But I don't think they look that good now because they're made in. The album I got was 1980.
Ooh.
So.
Talking about 1980 and 1973, did you watch that Life on Mars last night?
What was that about? Life on Mars, obviously.
It's not. It's a policeman in 2006, and he gets knocked over, and he goes back to 1973.
Ooh.
Which was pretty good. I laughed thoroughly. Yeah, deep to you as well.
That'd be good.
Why was it called Life on Mars?
I don't know, I think it was because they played that David Bowie song, Life on Mars.
Yeah.
Life on Mars! Is there anybody out there?
is that the song?
I'm not sure. Sounds like it though.
I know that. Hello, Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Something about a spaceship high up in the sky.
Yeah. That is right, Arsh, that fisherman rape thing.
Mm. I've not read it. But
you know, she died. They killed her. They chucked her overboard.
That's not good. Yeah. I like that. Oh, they've got that. And then it's Gorilla's genius.
Yeah, Gorilla's Gorilla's really good. Feel good.
Feel good. We're gonna need something to talk about.
I can
about.
Tell that we haven't done anything for this show whatsoever.
I'll tell you what, we need to talk about Centre Parks, because follow up from mine.
Oh, yeah, because you went to Centre Parks, didn't you? It was pretty good, wasn't
awesome.
It?
Awesome.
Did you go on the new ride when you were there?
Yeah, what do you think to that?
It's pretty good. It's alright.
Scary when you're not facing the front.
When
you're
facing
the
front.
Because you have a clue
way.
About
yeah.
what's happening.
So this, what's it called that?
Cascade.
Cascade.
Something
Grand Cascade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Sherwood Forest Centre Parks.
Incredible.
It's better when, because me and Emma, we're pretty fat.
Yeah.
So we're going down.
Yeah, like,
vroom!
Right.
Really fast. Wow! We tried to rock it and tried to get over a few times.
Was there one bit where you feel like you
yeah, it's
get
back
right
to
over.
Over.
Yeah. That's
genius.
Scary, that bit.
How do they invent those rides?
Someone must be like really drunk one night and like.
No, I mean they don't sit there with like a water simulator, so they can tell how the water's going to flow. They make a scale model.
Mathematical angles.
Mm. I mean,
really?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Or they could like get someone who's really drunk and say, draw a straight line.
Genius.
You just go around.
Paintballing. That was awesome.
Did you go paintball?
Pinball in Centre Parks, yeah.
I went wall climbing there. Did you try that?
I can't climb.
I can't.
That heat is on!
Was
like,
that
yeah. Turn it off!
It's quite nice, actually.
No wonder I'm boiling. I've got this cardigan on as well.
Cardigan?
It's a kind of cardigan.
It's a jumper.
It's, well, it's made of wool.
A cardigan?
You don't got a zip. You need a zip.
Why do cardigans have
or,
zips?
Or buttons.
A buttons? Okay.
Depends.
I like this cardigan. I would give it a
cardigan out of a jumper.
A mushroom out of a leaf blower.
It's
getting to my brain. Well, so if I put this show up in about another week and I edit the show that you didn't edit, put that up.
Well, you didn't send me all the way. You sent me like. He said it's split into really small bits. One was like 5 megabytes and the rest was 20 megabytes.
Why are there two different? I don't get it.
Why did you send me 2 bits?
I don't know. Why was it 2 bits?
I don't know. He said for like, I don't know, I have to check my logs for next.
Do you keep logs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I keep logs.
Is that what you
do? It's great. You go, you ask someone a birthday and then it's always there.
So you just see.
You just, and then you just like open it in Internet Explorer. Find birthday. It's there.
How did you manage to miss my birthday?
So I didn't ask you.
Oh. Well.
When was your birthday?
Now we know where we stand, Dave. 22nd of August.
That was before I came up with the whole thing.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So we're recording this on an iBook G4. A beautiful white thing. It's my.
Sponsored by Apple.
Sponsored by Apple.
I wish we were.
Oh. And there's it. Steve Jobs doing the keynote today.
Who?
Steve. Who? He's like Bill Gates, but the Mac version. Steve
oh,
Jobs.
Yeah.
And he's doing a keynote, which is like a speech. And he says, we will be releasing, and it shows you the new product that Apple are going to release.
So you just bought this.
I really hope it's not an updated iBook, because I will. They're bringing the Intel chips to the iBooks.
Ooh.
And Intel have dropped the Intel Inside stuff.
Have
yeah, it's not Intel Inside anymore because they've got rid of it. They've also got a new logo.
Oh no!
It just looks like the normal one. It's just
what that
got a few
thing when everyone says it's like got a Pentium 4 processor on the Dixon's advert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
Intel Inside anymore. It's not going to do that anymore.
That's bang out of order.
But they're going to be doing something else like
Pentium.
I know they're dropping Pentium altogether.
What? So just redoing the company.
So it's not going to be like now you have. Pentium 1, Pentium 2, Pentium 3, Pentium 4.
Yeah.
There's no Pentium 5. They're going to have a Pentium Xeon or something to do.
Oh, I've heard of that.
They
used
that in the service, didn't they?
Yeah.
They just put two together, didn't they?
They have dual core.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But Mac's having it now, so.
So what's it's like PCs just going to AMD?
No, no, Intel are still going to do PCs as well. I had an onion sandwich at dinner. Oh, God. I didn't feel too good before I had it. I feel even worse now.
I think we've got a topic here.
What?
Nothing to do with Homie and Sandwiches. No. What I'm talking about. What are we gonna? What do you think Pentium will change their name to?
Well, I know what they changed the name. Oh. In fact, no, I can't remember what they changed the name to. I know it's something.
Or is it just like another random one?
I think it's still going to be Intel, but it's like, what's the new processor going to be
called?
Think
they're going to be like, call it Intel, gobbledygook, and then have like gobbledygook 1, gobbledygook 2, like they did? Or do you think it's just going to be...
I hope they're good though, because I mean, if they're bringing it to Apple, I don't want them to like pull Apple down, because they never crash, ever.
What are the processors in Apple?
G4s, G5s.
Oh yeah. But, so Apple's own...
Apple's own brand. Yeah. So hopefully... It should have like more time to spend developing stuff.
Does that mean cheaper computers?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Also, they're bringing out a media center, which should be interesting. And because they've got both chips in, well, they've got the Intel chip, you should be able to run OS X and Windows on a Mac.
Mm. But at the same time.
Just dual boot. So when you boot it up, it comes up with a menu saying, do you want to start Windows or OS X? Yay!
Then that means viruses.
But you semi-partition it. So you put partition with XP on and partition with...
But why do you need Windows? I thought it wasn't Windows.
Yeah, but it's like things that you can't use on a Mac that haven't been ported over.
What can't you use on a Mac?
Solitaire.
iMesh. That's about it, really.
What's iMesh?
iMesh is like a file sharing thing.
Like how, yeah.
But none of us use it.
No. We only use it for studying photos on there.
Studying? Oh yeah, just get photos.
Yes.
Try those brownies in America. They got sued for singing campfire songs. Because the songs were copyrighted. Because they sung them around the campfire.
It's getting terrible now. It's like there's a guitar shop somewhere they got. They had to pay a fine because someone played a song just whilst they were like checking the guitar out. What? It's going too far, isn't it? The same with lyrics now, isn't it? You can't
steal lyrics.
You can't like, well,
damn it.
you can't find out lyrics on the internet now, can you? Because it's like taking money away from the thing.
It's not on though. Mm-hmm. It's just,
they've just gone crazy, haven't they? They're just like,
there's that woman that's going head to head with the music companies because I think it's her son downloaded music on Kazaa, and then they came to her and said, "You owe us $30,000," and she didn't have the money, and she can't afford a lawyer, so she's gonna go and do it herself.
Is that why everyone's like on the PayPal, like going, donate to this woman?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. She'll be minted by the time she's finished.
She'll like lose the case, pay $30,000, because everyone's donating.
Yeah. She'll be a millionaire. So did you see Tol Arnie fall off his motorcycle?
I didn't actually see
him. I didn't see
first.
Him fall off, but I've seen the aftermath. That's nasty.
Eyes black and blue.
That's like LG.
Eyes black and blue. In it, man. Is it because eyes black and blue? ITV have rebranded themselves yet again. I don't like the ITV stuff. You know the... What's it now?
ITV. The only thing I like on ITV is Creature Comforts.
You watch that?
Sometimes.
I can't stand it.
What else is there that's good? Oh, viewable on ITV.
They do quite a good few movies.
Well, they do Bill and Ted, like,
all
every
time.
Second week.
And they put Bond movies on all the time.
There's, yeah, on if you like, I want to watch Bond, it's on ITV 1, 2 or 3. At any given time.
Yeah, you better just get watch a Bond any day of the week. It gets a bit... BBC is quite good right now. Channel 4 is quite good right now.
Yeah.
Did you watch that Invasion thing?
No. Don't know what that is. Big, I like the big silence there. And like on that, on the thing we're recording on, I just like went totally silent.
Did it?
It was like, did anyone watch it? Oh, it's gone now.
Can you even see the... I'm going to go right close to it. Can you even see the little...
No, but I was trying to make it.
If you shout, you probably could. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ah! Yeah, look, I have it. Hello, Matt. How are you doing, mate?
Just recording the pod.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Alright.
It's Matt. He's back. Hey! Hey!
I can go away now.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, are you doing?
I was going to come here and play on this, but you're only here still.
We are
in
here.
There instead.
Alright, see you in a bit.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Charming.
No, yeah.
Sorry,
if you go back to a previous episode, you'll find that you were cast out.
All right.
We were officially cast you out. We did like a little ritual thing. Matt cast out.
Matt cast out. Oh.
Like that. So you were cast out.
I think you need to go so Matt can do that again. That Matt is cast out. So can have it as a mix.
No, that was it. One.
This time you won. You should have the special drunken episode.
Oh yeah, we should all get drunk.
You get pissed and then do it.
Yeah, well,
it's more not it be much different, really, would it?
Drunken special.
Drunken special.
It's just be really quiet, wouldn't it?
It'd just be like us normally, but just laughing every so often. Like,
I'd just be asleep.
I fall asleep when I get drunk.
Just have like crazy random talk and.
It's very much like it is. It'd be very much like it is right now. To be fair.
Crazy the nature of the podcast, really.
Crazy drunken episode. Would you actually join us, Matt?
I would do.
We could reinvoke you.
Matt is reinvoked.
Shame you can't see the directions.
Yeah.
It'd be bigger than the Macarena.
You can hear one.
Nice. So, do we have any work for Music Tech? Because I didn't do anything.
I can't think
of it. You were asking me earlier if we were doing... if we're watching Blade and rest of like end of Blade on it.
Are we still not seeing the end of it?
We're still supposed to see that, apparently. But you know, it's Leslie, isn't it?
Because, let's talk about John Williams.
It's Shanko.
Shanko!
Shanko's reinvoked.
How you doing, mate?
I'm okay.
Cool. You're on a little podcast.
Where?
Right here. Right now.
What's going on?
To be fair, if you didn't know what we were doing and somebody sat down, I went, Shanko's
reading. It was slightly worse.
You started this like end of September, didn't you?
Yeah.
And basically, you know, it's like, you know what podcasts are, like radio shows that you record and put on the internet.
Okay, now.
And basically, you know the hits. So last time out to about 2,000.
We get loads of downloads.
It's coming, it's got scarily big over the past
month. Yeah, it's pretty big. Even though Dave was meant to edit one last week and he didn't.
He just sent me the whole file.
Shut up, man! I left my PC on and it sent
me. Went, Sam is offline.
I came back to my computer, it was frozen solid, so I thought, you must have got it.
I must have, because
it's like dead now.
The thing is, you went, I'll leave it on for you. Sam is offline.
Must have been that quick. Yeah. It's probably because I stopped moving my mouse at the PC, thought I'd gone, so yeah. Thank God. Genius.
Anywho, I'm sure Shanko that new hardware downstairs. I won't play it though.
New hardware?
That's a little bottle shop.
Do you want to show me this hard drive?
I've got some in my bag. If you want. What do you want? Do you want plastic tipped or non tipped?
Plastic tipped, always better.
Oh, the high metal on that is
pleasure.
Shocking.
Plastic tipped.
Really properly bad.
It's slightly disturbing, isn't it?
Bye, baby.
Giggity goo.
Alright.
Alright, I'm here. Giggity
goo. Bye, Chance.
Who else but Quagmire?
Ever so slightly disturbed.
Matt and Shanko are cast out.
Oh, God.
How random was that?
I know. I think that's the most people we've had on the show.
Five.
In 3 minutes.
No, because we had all those lasses coming in when Amy came in.
Oh, yeah. They
weren't
getting on, though, were they? Be fair.
We've never had five people talking.
Not talking, purposefully.
I mean, we could say there's like 10 people in now. It's no one who's ever now. Just seven of
yeah.
talking.
There's lots of people, yes, but they're just very small and quiet.
Used for insulation.
Ah! Okay. What is the difference between the Razer V3 X and the Razer V3B.
What's the difference? Well, there was a small one, wasn't there? Was that the Razer 3R?
No, I thought the Razer V3X.
There's a small one.
I've been here somewhere.
It doesn't look as good as the one.
It's got a 2 megapixel camera, hasn't it?
No can do.
Matt is not.
Aaron's recording his thing with
you. Oh, cool.
Unless it's in there, so. I could just rudely go in there and go and watch a. Just
oh, she only caught us earlier, me and him, because we were playing, and we were meant to be...
Jimmy?
No.
We were meant to be...
Playing what?
It's okay if you want.
Oh, you mean in the live room?
Why are you laughing at?
Jimmy, were you masturbating? It's okay if you were, you know. God damn it, Dad, my gun went here. No, it's okay. Okay.
Are you just like a ball of quotes?
Yeah, I am.
Some people
would
call it quote, others would call it shite. You're unfiltered.
Wow. Matt is the music man.
But Matt, there's still time, Matt. Did you know that if your contraception lets you down, there is still time?
Oh, yeah.
And what worry about it? Up to 72 hours after mating.
See, how did they come up with their shit names, though?
Levenel.
L meaning she, from...
You know, I've got 3D
Levenel.
My dad's saying Vagifem.
One step.
Female contraception.
One step.
Nice.
Depends if you're on your back.
Bring those into college, it's like...
Yeah, my dad sells these.
Wow.
Wow. V3B, I thought it was V3I.
I thought it was, but apparently that's a new one, the Fusion and iTunes built in. And then they've got a V3X, which is like 2 megapixel camera. We were just talking about that just now.
Well, they didn't tell me about that.
Look at them two nerds.
Hey, this is Motorola, we just released 2 new phones, if you like to know.
Oh, wait, so they ring you up. Oh, God, we just released a new phone. Quick, ring Matthew Blaw. Hey, Matt. Yeah, just thought we'd let you know before anyone else. We've got a new phone out, mate. Yeah. Okay, cool. See you in a bit. Bye.
No, it's a bit at the end where it was like, okay.
Boy killed in the hope he would be adopted.
Yeah. He wrote in a book.
Let's see, it's actually built up to.
Thank you for the musical interview, man. It's like the news. Deep. Okay.
And that's the news.
Now the news. Now the weather.
Hey, for a news one.
Oh, he's scary news! He's behind you! How good would that be? A pantomime for a news. And now the news. Okay, so a lad killed his family. Stop playing the piano.
Well,
he killed them. He wrote in an exercise book, kill family, lose memory, get adopted by rich people. Stop it!
I was going to wait while you...
Now you're
writing something.
Okay, and on the sheet.
You
said
that in an exercise book, so like the middle maths.
Yeah, they said factors which could get me caught. Sperm, fingerprints, the axe. Yes.
Sperm.
Head.
To be fair, if it's his family, why would there be sperm?
Exactly. What's he going to do? Hit on the head with an axe.
So what does?
There's nothing you can say that could be. This is clean. This is a PG. yeah, he just. Killed him and then said he didn't do it. Matt, I don't think that's really appropriate, to be fair. He killed his family with an axe. How is that appropriate?
Don't press anything! There's no music to describe that horror.
David Cameron's a tosser.
Who's he?
Who's
he?
He
masturbates.
He's
the
leader
of masturbations.
Jimmy,
you're masturbating.
It's okay if you were.
It's okay.
Where is
everybody? I don't know, probably have masturbating or something.
Oh, well,
I'm gonna go now. Okay.
Curse you, Google Video! Curse you to your grave! Oh dear. I can see why we cast them out now.
Yeah.
Tomato juice might save smokers' lives. That's pretty. Oh, no, it's not. Golden Wonder have gone into receivership.
Little do.
There you go. I like Golden Wonder. Knickknacks have gone.
Knickknacks?
They were Golden Wonder. It includes knickknacks, wheat crunches, Ringos, pot noodles.
No way!
Pot noodles. It launched pot noodles, so I don't know if it sold it.
If pot noodles are gone, what will the world do?
Can't super noodles.
We can't have super noodles though.
Super noodles are so nice.
What will the world eat?
Pot noodles are better.
No. No. No.
Super noodles.
I'll carry on my crime a minute when I finish talking.
Alright, we need the readers to email in.
Yeah.
Readers? Because they read this?
I think
readers.
Pot noodles.
I'm reading the sound. Pot noodles or super noodles?
Pot noodles started it. Super noodles were fucked.
Pot noodles started it, super noodles finished it.
Super noodles.
Oh.
They're like curly.
And pot noodles are?
No.
They're waving.
Yeah. Exactly.
Have you ever seen a king's eyes? pot.
Noodles.
No super noodle.
Yes. Huge. Was that just for regular?
I mean, because you've got to keep pot noodles, otherwise my email address is just...
Pot noodle king. It's ruined, isn't it?
It's ruined. They'll just be like, ha, ah, you crazy...
Crazy.
Bad guy.
Last year.
Can't come back right now.
Yeah.
Look at that Nokia. What the hell is that?
Oh.
Nokia 1600. Lovely.
It's
that big. Just like...
That big?
Really small.
How big is that?
Like, your four fingers.
I know he got killed, but how weird does he look?
That's quite
weird.
Oh man, my onion just came back again.
Oh wow.
Oh,
so what,
wow.
What, was it an onion sandwich?
No, it was something from Greg's. It wasn't very nice. It keeps coming back.
Greg's or Coupland's?
Greg's.
Greg's.
Sorry, mate. Ruby the Bear is 3D!
They've ruined him.
He used to be a lot more.
I never liked
white.
Him in the first place. I always thought he was just like, you know.
I'm sure his scarf and trousers didn't match before.
He's 85 years old. Does that not make him a pervert? A child molester.
Just like Sutty and Dennis the Menace.
Exactly. And Noddy. I always wondered about that little hat. He always wears.
The thing with like Noddy is like, he's always like that, so if you asked him,
he's
always, molester.
He's always ringing his bell as well. Always ringing his bell.
See what you
refer
mean,
to
yeah.
A few minutes earlier.
What, the Nokia?
No, the.
Oh, wow. Ah.
The Jimmy.
This paper thing.
I need
works
a new phone.
Wow, what's wrong with yours?
The joystick's just completely gone. I thought. No, that's a rip-off of this Sony Ericsson.
What is it?
It's
Nokia N70. Should we go to a holiday? We can go to Turkey for £199. That's as cheap as it gets.
I got my hopes up then.
I'm playing that song again! The baby shambles, I hope they die.
I do too.
They're playing in Sheffield. Should we go and see him?
We're in class then. Let's do a ritual.
The baby shambles are cast out. Baby shambles cast out. Do you remember? Oh, did you ever? We didn't see that Wedding Crashers film, did we?
Yeah, funny.
It just came out on DVD. I didn't enjoy that at all.
Did you not? I thought it was very funny.
No. You know why I didn't enjoy that?
Why? Because Jess was with you.
Jess was with me.
Who's Jess?
So she was my stalker
at
the time.
I love you.
This could really backfire big time.
That's a good one. What if she downloads?
If anybody hears it, I'm going to have to bleep it out.
You are.
Or if I just increase the speed of that really, really fast.
So just go...
Yeah, and they'll never know what we're talking
just
about.
Just put piano fill over.
I'll just let Matt play, randomly.
Okay, it was on the 27th minute.
27th minute.
The whole of the 27th minute, so we can just keep talking until it gets to 28. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that paper's getting worse and worse and worse.
Let's play with Drum Mistakes.
Ow!
Let's play it, let's see how loud we can get.
No, because as soon as I increase the gain, I've got my speaker to help.
Pull the emitter on. And then, like, pretty cool.
I think we're starting to announce that to talk about, aren't we? It's 28 minutes, so we've got.
No, we
David, can't. That wasn't called for. David.
David Anthony Whitehouse, what do you think you're doing?
Anthony.
Anthony. What about you? Is it your Peeps? Samuel Peeps?
No.
That guy from the Black Plague.
What's yours?
I have not one.
You haven't got a name?
I have not one.
Just get crap in it.
Well, I'm going to give myself one when I'm 18.
What's
good.
It going to be?
Macho.
Yeah. My man.
We
don't have something weird.
Pepper, right. What's your last name?
Dad.
Zebedee.
Zebedee. You'd be like, I know it's not, but like, in movies it's like, Joshua Zebedee. Joshua Macho Zebedee.
His second name isn't Zebedee. His last name's Dad.
Dad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was doing
it.
Oh,
Zebedee. Zebedee. Hello, Zebedee.
The name is Zebedee. James Zebedee.
The doctors. Mr. Zebedee.
That's awesome.
Next, please. Mr. Zebedee. You really think it was Zebedee?
No, I don't think. I knew it wasn't Zebedee, but I don't think it was Dad.
This is D-A, double D at the end now.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of Zebedee for the middle name, Joshua Zebedee Dad.
No? Okay, I'm just going to put a really long intro on, and I'll make it up to 30 minutes.
Yeah. Bye!
Bye!
What are you saying bye for?
Once is not due.
Well, I am. I wonder how far out technology will have got by next week. I wonder if there'll be some major advance.
Well, with this Mac thing,
yeah. They might release a Mac. In fact, my prediction is they're going to release a Mac Mini with multimedia capabilities. You can plug it in underneath your television and have like a TV recorder.
That'd be good. My
predictions.
What, for 2006?
No, I think in like 30 years' time.
Oh, 30 years' time.
Because like, we didn't have this 30 years ago, so in the last 30 years we've got this far.
Okay.
What about in 30 years' time?
I think in 30 years' time.
I don't think we'll have a laptop, I think it'll be a chip inside our brain that will just do everything for us.
No, I would never let that happen.
We could like...
I would, I'd quite happily have a Mac in my brain.
Yeah, sunglasses.
Yeah.
Not connected properly. Oh, goddamn.
I think everything will be wireless.
Everything.
Even wires. Just inside things.
Wireless wires.
I think they'll have invented some kind of matter transporter, so nobody will ever need planes. I think...
DVDs will be...
Miles old.
Yeah.
In fact, in 30 years, CDs...
will be like records.
No,
they'll records.
They've all started to decompose, because they've actually got some inside them, so in 30 years' time, there'll be no CDs left. They've just melted. We'll be using high definition DVD as standard.
HD DVD.
Well, in 30 years, it'll probably be very high.
Yeah, ultra high.
Or
UHF. Ultra high.
Or
D.
RD, real def. So it's just like what you see through your eyes.
Wow.
Real definition.
To be fair, I don't see much though without these on.
No.
So
you know, even if you had a screen, on the back of your glasses, do you reckon that you could actually focus on that screen? Because I don't think you could. Because you know if you put your hand right
focus
in front of
your eyes, you can focus on your lens, can't you?
No, I can't.
I can.
Well, put your hand there. Can you focus on your hand?
I can see it.
In detail, where can you see your hand up to? It's only a little bit in front of your face.
There.
Exactly.
Anywhere else.
So you need my glasses that are right here to make it work, wouldn't you?
Unless they were so high in technology that they could actually push it back a bit.
What?
Because
yeah, we've
got hologram, we can put it up to about there.
Hologram projections, you reckon they're going to have holograms?
Yeah.
I don't know how holograms would work.
Robots, there'll be loads of robots.
Oh, robots will be everywhere.
There'll be clones everywhere.
Well,
nobody'll be cloning.
There's an automatic ironing robot.
Really?
In there somewhere.
I think that the... well, they've probably had a nuclear fallout at least once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, America just won't be America.
There'll be volcanoes again.
And
dinosaurs.
yeah.
Like Tia.
Like Leslie.
Thomas Robin reminds it sound like a in house dinosaur.
Genius. Yeah.
Does all the catering.
Lays huge eggs. Where do you think you'll be in 30 years?
30 years. That'll make me.
Hopefully, rich.
48.
You make us all 48.
Yes. That'd be like. Probably still here doing.
I will have become such a multi-millionaire pop rock god. I would have had to kill myself just to follow in the steps of many famous people like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ben Zeppelin.
I can't go for the Yoda style and carry on and shrink.
Are you gonna get smaller?
Yeah.
In 30 years you'll be 2 foot tall.
Yeah.
Genius. And Josh.
I'm just gonna be mega rich.
Right. Any idea how you're gonna get
my army of clones, and I'm trying to take over the world.
It's a nice plan.
I'm going to have invented a real lightsaber, and it'll be legal to carry one and just hurt people at will.
I think they'll have started to call chavs.
No, actually, seriously, 30 years, I reckon chavs will be the only thing. I don't think there'll be any more youth culture.
Well,
I just think it'll be chavs.
We'll still be around.
Yeah, but we won't be used.
But the day I wear a baseball hat is the day that you can chop my arms off.
Yeah,
with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Nice and clean.
We'll be adults though, won't we? We'll be the adults getting terrorised by the chavs.
We'll be that old. We'll just have...
We'll
be mega rich, we'll just go have the big flash cars and just run over.
I think political correctness will have gone mad. Absolutely off the
I don't think there'll be any. Because I think it's like mad already.
I think they're going to ban religion. How cool would that be?
That would be proper awesome.
If they just banned religion, if you couldn't.
No more war.
No more war. No more terrorist bombings.
What about people who are religious? Wouldn't they get mad that it wasn't?
Not really, because then their sons and daughters wouldn't have any religion, so they.
What if they secretly did it?
Well, then they'd get shot on target, on sight.
Do you think we'll have found any life out in space in 30 years?
No.
Really?
No, it's not long enough. We don't have enough technology.
Well, what would it. In 30 years, we haven't done anything more than that, would it? We've been
not
to the
really.
Moon, and that's about it.
No, it's
going
to take another 30 years for us to get back to the moon.
Yeah.
Or I've probably just gone to the moon again. 20
so, well, it's got to Mars in 30 years.
No. No chance, not a hope in hell.
Maybe 31.
31 years, maybe, yeah. I think Dell will have gone bust a few times.
They'll be like,
I think there'll be a new
oh,
one.
What's happened here?
What?
It stopped.
It stopped.
Oh my god,
the first question.
Why? Why has it stopped? Maybe that's as far as you can record.
That's your right marker.
What is? That's not, it's the timeline.
No, you see this red thing? Isn't that your red mark?
No, that's the line of me. Maybe that's it, maybe I've gone up to as far as I can record.
How much space you got?
So as you may have noticed, the recording kind of went slightly wrong. The GarageBand on the Mac kind of stopped me recording, but that was episode 10. And get ready for next week's episode 11, when we will continue where we left off. So join us then. See you in a bit. Bye.